Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Jubilee Blessings Already in Progress.
See, now you come to church for money, but you won't come to church to hear God's Word. I'm telling you, people are moved by money, are they not? They really are. But you know, God can do anything, can he not? So, but whether that happens or not, and I believe it, still believe that's going to happen. I have no problem believing it. God is going to bless us because of this year. And especially this week. This is the week of weeks. The Feast of Tabernacles. Wow. It's an awesome week. But the Feast of Israel, the Feast of God for Israel, is an awesome set of feasts. Amen. And so who knows what he's going to do. But like I say, if you've never done this, you've never tried this, do it. And don't think I'm trying to get you to give a lot of money to this church. Because you can give the money anywhere, to any church, anybody you want to, just give it to God. Yeah. Make sure if you give it, you give it to a church somewhere that's about the Lord's work. A place where people are getting saved, healed, and delivered. Do that. Don't just give it anywhere. Give it somewhere where God is moving. And then stand back and watch what he does. In the next few weeks, he may bless your socks off. Wouldn't that be something? Wow. Okay. Okay, we're going to get into Matthew. We're going to start with Matthew 17, and we're going to start with 17 and do 17 and 18, if we can get through that. But I wanted to throw that out there about Feast of Tabernacles. And just think about a woman. I mean, just meditate on this. Think about a little woman that brought her two little children, 13 and 14 years of age, here, like that lady brought her son to the A.A. Allen meeting. And God moved on A.A.'s heart and healed that boy completely, totally. How would you like to be in the service if this woman brought these two children? And when we remitted the sins of her and the father, and we reached over and laid hands on that child or those two children and prayed, I expected God to do something. And I still believe he did something. I believe he's working on those kids right now. Could he raise them up and make them instantly completely well? Oh, yeah, he could. I mean, there's nothing hard for God, and I would love it. And I believe, you know, that with A.A. Allen's ministry and God bringing people there, 4,000 people in a meeting, nearly all of them are sick, and God healed every one of them. It didn't make any difference whether they're blind or deaf or whatever. God healed them all in 1 hour. One day. But the greatest miracle I've ever heard is that little boy. But you know, when I'm praying over them out here, right here the other day, I'm thinking, you know, we could have two of those now. We could have two. I wonder what that would do to you. What would that do to you? Mike was standing right beside me up here, wasn't you, Mike? What would you think if we prayed, laid hands on these little children, and all of a sudden they began to move and their arms began to move, and all of a sudden, an arm, that was totally, both of them were completely lifeless. They couldn't do anything. You know what would happen? Some of you would be so on fire. You would go home from here telling everybody you saw about what you saw. And you know what most people would say? Stay away from that girl. That girl, she's lost her mind. She thinks she saw something. She's telling us that she saw a handicapped baby get completely healed. Don't, just be patient with her. I mean, the other day, Kim and Scott prayed for a little girl that had her face tore all to pieces by a pit bulldog. And within 3 weeks, most of the scars were completely gone. And when they went back over there, 17 of those children got saved because of that little kid. And she had the faith, they had the faith to pray for a child that had a face tore by a pit bull and believe it, and guaranteed those people that owned the word of the living God, their God would take the scars off the face of that child. Amen. That's faith. Amen. That's what's wrong with us. We don't have that kind of faith. Isn't that right, Scott? But we up here, we got that kind of faith. We know that God does those things. And we want to see him do things, and we want to see him raise up people. We want to see him take those two little children that at 13 and 14 years, these kids have been laying here like this and have never had anything, never enjoyed nothing, never been able to pick up a fork and take a bite on their own, never been able to speak a word, nothing. And you think you got problems? Paula, you didn't just hurt as bad as you was hurting. You didn't have no problem, did you?
No,
there wasn't nothing wrong with you compared to that. I mean, here she suffered and had pain and for 20 years and everything, and finally come to the place and we found out the sin and she repented of all that sin, and then we prayed and God healed that girl. And man, but she's totally healed, but she didn't have no problems compared to that those kids, did you? Although you'd been in pain and suffering for 20 years, you still had no problem. But you thought you did. You know what? I think God does those kind of things to let us know once in a while, I'm fed up with y'all's grumbling and complaining. I want you to look at these two children. Look at what they look like. You ain't got no problems, have you? When's the last time you said, thank you, Lord, I can move it. Thank you, Lord, that both of them work. Lord, thank you that I can walk. But you know, the scripture says that. He says, you should praise me for your eyes because I give them to you. You should praise me for your ears because I gave those to you. You should praise me that you can smell. I give you your nose. It all come from me. You need to praise me. And I think that's what we need to get into the mode of praising him, worshiping him, and thanking him. And I believe with all my heart, as we become a church that praises and worships and believes the promises of God, we're going to see more of these kind of people brought to this church. And when one of us, not necessarily me, it could be any one of my prayer warriors or maybe any one of you. You know, wouldn't you love to be in a church that they bring a handicapped child like that in the door and you're not even on the prayer team? And you just said, oh, pastor, can I lay hands on this child while he comes in the door? I said, do you believe? Yes. I said, okay, touch him. Reach over and touch him, say, thank you, Jesus. And the child jump up and just. That should be happening in this church, Miss Jackie. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That should be happening here. We're seeing the Lord do some wonderful things in this place. But I ain't happy. I want to see him raise up two little children like this. I want to see him take people that give money during the Feast of Tabernacles. And in a week or two or three, I'd like some of you to come back and say, pastor, I gave money either to this church or I gave money to the church I go to in the morning or the night or whatever. I really gave a serious offering. And today the Lord quadrupled it. Or maybe a hundredfold. Maybe he gave me a hundred times what you gave. Just think, if you'd give $1,000 and he'd give you $100, what if you'd give $10,000? What would you do with all that money? What would you do with it? Would you tithe off of it? I've asked lots of people, you know, if you had a lot of money, what would you do with it? It's amazing the Christians that never say they'd tithe. And I think maybe that's why God don't bless our socks off, because we don't even think like that. But you know, everything we have belongs to him, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everything. Our health, everything belongs to him. So I want you to think about that this week, and I want you to pray about this. What I should do financially if I want to be blessed because of this time of the year and the season this is. Have any of you in here ever heard me beg for money?
No,
I don't do that. I don't do that. Never have done. Ain't going to do that. You know, I mean, I used to sit and watch TV with my son. Once in a while, we'd be watching a Christian movie. Somebody come on the set and we're watching only watch Christian stuff. And they say, okay, we need you to send in $50. Said, we can't make it. If you don't send in, we're going to go off the air. My son used to just say, okay, go off the air. He said, Dad, that's the one thing I love about you. You never beg or ask people for nothing. You just let God do what he wants to do. And he said, he obviously takes care of you. He does. He always has. But anyway, whatever you do, if you don't want to miss the best opportunity in your life to be blessed, every way, healing. I mean, just think, the woman that made the donation to the A.A. Allen Church, did she get blessed financially?
Yeah.
Wow, did she ever? Did she get blessed physically?
Yes.
Her son was healed. I mean, you can't buy what she got. There ain't enough money in the world to buy that miracle. The doctors had give up on that. In fact, the doctor said the kid's going to die any time. I mean, just he was awful. I mean, awful. And it's like, almost like, what's that lady's name back here? Betty Baker? Betty Baxter. Betty Baxter. Yeah, if you've never watched Betty Baxter's testimony, I mean, that mother, there was no money at all involved that I know of in that one. But there was faith. Betty Baxter's mother stood in faith and believed God would heal her child. And she believed for 10 years. In fact, the doctor finally come over to the house and was checking Betty, and she passed away while he was there. She was 10 years old. And the doctor said, "Miss Baxter, you can stop praying for your daughter. She just passed away. She's dead." The mother says, "No, God made me a promise. And God cannot lie. So I'm standing on him, on his word, by faith, to heal my daughter." "But ma'am, you don't understand. She's dead." She said, "I don't care. I don't care what you see. All I know is what the word says. The word says I can ask for anything, and he'll do it for me." Is that true?
Yes.
So all of a sudden, little Betty walks into the kingdom of God. Jesus is there, and he says, he says, "Betty." Puts his hand up like that right in front of her face and says, "Honey, you can't come in yet. Because of your mother's prayers, you're going to have to go back. You go and I will come in the fall and heal you." I don't understand that. Why didn't he heal her right then? Y'all understanding where I'm coming from? Why didn't God just go back and heal her right then? But he told her, "I'll come in the fall and heal you." So, in the fall, she came back, and all of a sudden the doctor says, "My gosh, she's breathing again. I got a pulse. She's still living. She was dead." So for like 2 or 3 months, she was a vegetable. Mother fed her everything. Then all of a sudden the Lord spoke to her and said, "Betty, because you have been patient and because you've not grumbled and complained about your circumstances." Boy, that gets most of us, doesn't it? We can grumble and complain about a whole lot less than that, can't we, Mike? "Oh, Lord, but because you didn't grumble and complain, because you didn't fuss, because you've been faithful, little girl, I'm going to come next Sunday afternoon at 3:00 to your house, and I'm going to heal you."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Jubilee Blessings, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.